The biggest retailer in the country is warning of disappointing holiday sales. Walmart says sales at existing stores dropped in November for the first time in a decade. Sales in December are expected to grow only slightly. Other retailers are seeing mixed results. Meanwhile, the federal government reports a modest increase in consumer spending last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Walmart rattled the stock market earlier this week with its warning that cash registers were ringing a little more quietly in November. The company confirmed those numbers today and said it expects only a modest improvement in December. Discount rival Target, on the other hand, saw its November sales increase by nearly 6%. That suggests consumers have not sworn off shopping, more are just choosing to spend their money somewhere other than Walmart. President Ken Perkins of Retail Metrics in Massachusetts says disruptive renovations at hundreds of Walmart stores may have kept some shoppers away.
Chances are, if you have a choice to maybe go to a Target or a Walmart, and you know that the Walmart's under remodeling and it's a little chaotic when you go in, you're probably going to head to the Target or to a Kohl's or to a JCPenney, you know, maybe instead.
Perkins says the good news for Walmart is that its renovations are now mostly behind it. But the discounter's effort to stock more stylish apparel, the way Target does, has not paid off as expected.
I think their core consumer really was simply looking more for value in this space. And Walmart is seen as the discount price leader. It's not a place where typically you find synonymous with fashion.
Financial planner Kate Dudley was shopping for basics today at a Walmart in Iowa City. Despite Walmart's low prices, Dudley says, she comes to the store somewhat reluctantly.
Well, I've seen some of the reports about how they're paying women less, and I've seen a lot of businesses close that can't compete, and just those kinds of issues.
Walmart is the target of a sex discrimination case in California. The company has denied any wrongdoing. Walmart says its existing stores drew fewer customers in November, but the shoppers who did come in spent more money. Walmart customers stocked up on electronics on the weekend after Thanksgiving, and the chain says DVDs and video games have been strong sellers all month. Items for the home, however, are not flying off the shelves. Chief Economist Mike Namira of the International Council of Shopping Centers says that's true at many stores as a result of the slowing housing market.
With weakness in home demand, there's less demand for new furniture, less demand for curtains and other household durable items.
The Commerce Department said today that consumer spending jumped by 0.2% in October, the biggest increase in 3 months. Many forecasters expect a small jump in holiday spending this year, although not as big as last year's. Namira says with the growing popularity of gift cards, the holiday season now extends well into the new year. Most stores don't report gift card sales until the cards are cashed in.
So consumers are out there buying these gift cards and they're shopping, but it doesn't necessarily show up as dollars spent until January and beyond, really.
Although in the past, gift cards have often been a last-minute item, many stores reported strong sales of the cards, even on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Scott Horsley, NPR News.